today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
We'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 14th of Jamadil Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's better to learn about a verse from the Holy Quran and the point of it. Verse 1, chapter An-Nisa for today. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from one soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another and the wombs. Indeed, Allah is ever over you, an observer.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The first verse of this surah addresses all human beings. The content of this verse is a message to mankind as a whole. It invites them to piety and being in awe of Allah. He, Allah, created Adam's wife from his nature, not from the limbs of his body. Basing on a tradition from Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, the creation of Eve from one of the ribs of Adam has intensely been rejected, and it has been stipulated that Eve was created from the rest of Adam's clay.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Allah tadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً, شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً, شكراً نورت دربي شكراً, شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special, and as I told you, we're going to speak about the characteristics of a Muslim wife. As this world is staged at least to the hereafter, in which man is tested to see what he will do, so that he will be requited for it on the day of resurrection. What the wise Muslim must do is seek in this world everything that will help him to attain happiness and bliss in the hereafter. The most important help and support is righteous company that begins with the Muslim society in which he lives, then with choosing pious friends, as the Prophet enjoined, do not keep company with anyone but a believer. Then finally, he should choose a righteous wife who he hopes will be the best companion to help him attain eternal happiness in paradise with Allah, may he be glorified and exalted.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali, and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. All of us humans, in order to be able to move on the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has drawn for us, we need to follow those who know the path and have taken steps in it. They are none other than the infallibles and saints of God. They are the models of human beings. In the meantime, if we want to introduce a suitable role model for Muslim women, a role model who excels in all fields and is at the pinnacle of humanity and knowledge, we cannot introduce anyone but Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble person, that noble lady, so that she can be a model for all the humanity, men and women, specifically women. The first characteristic of her was her tahajjud and ibadah and worship. Regarding the worship of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, it is enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my angels, look at Fatima, how she stands in front of me, and her body parts tremble because of my fear, and I have engaged her heart in my worship. Witness, may I protect her friends and she is from the fire of hell.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
most important characteristics to look for in a Muslim wife is taqwa or piety. The Quran and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, are our best source of guidance for the qualities to look for a potential Muslim spouse. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 187, they are a garment for you and you are a garment for them. When choosing a potential partner, we need to consider if they can fulfill the role of being a garment in our lives. Again, Allah in the Holy Quran in chapter 7, verse 26 says, the best clothing is righteousness. This is one of Allah's bounties, so perhaps you will be mindful. From this, we can clearly understand that the greatest quality to look for a future partner is taqwa. Taqwa is basically the ability to guard oneself against evil and to have good consciousness.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
This is today's special, and we listen about common rights and responsibilities of a wife. Sociability is one of them. Wives and husbands must behave properly with one another and observe fine etiquette. The Quran declares, "And consort with them your wives in honor and equity." The word ma'ruf, which has been used in this sense, is the opposite of munkar. Munkar means wicked and means behavior that is approved by both reason and religion. Even though this verse is addressed to mean men, women also hold this obligation. Husbands and wife must be kind, well-mannered, cordial, cheerful, compassionate, helpful, sympathetic, courteous, just, truthful, supportive, trustworthy, loyal, well-wishing, and polite with one another.
In one tradition, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet describes his own wife to Rasulullah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, inna li zawjatan idha dakhalt talaqqatni. Ya Rasulullah, I have a wife who when I arrive home receives me at the door. Wa idha kharajt shay'atni. And when I prepare to depart, she follows me to bid me farewell at the doorstep. وَإِذَا رَأَتْنِي مَهْمُومًا قَالَتْ لِي مَا يَهُمُّكَ. And when she sees me distressed, she asks, what troubles you? إِن كُنْتَ تَهْتَمُّ لِرِزْقِكَ فَقَدْ تَكَفَّلَ لَكَ بِهِ غَيْرُكَ. If you are concerned about your livelihood, know that such affairs are resolved by your Lord. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَهْتَمُّ بِأَمْرِ آخِرَتِكَ فَزَادَكَ اللَّهُ هَمَّا. And she would say to me, and if you worry about your hereafter, may Allah increase your concern. A smile played on the lips of the Holy Prophet, and he said, Inna lillahi ummalan wa hadhihi min ummalih, laha nisfu ajr al-shaheed. The Holy Prophet says, God has agents, and she is one of God's agents. For her is half of the reward of a martyr.
That is an important topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.